The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Dark Forest. In part 3 for The Forest Ran Red, The Final Bleed. I cannot wait to see what is in store for Bauer and what will happen to this deadly killer dogman. Will Bauer have other adventures in the near future? You'll decide in the comments below. Stay tuned and stay spooky. Part 3, The Final Bleed. It wasn't long before I came up on the riverbank that almost left me dead for the third time, and there was still a healthy amount of blood pooled here and there. I figured most of it was leaked out of the chief, but we put a hurting on the beast too. Of course, I was still aching pretty good myself, but I didn't have time to worry about all that. Likely, I'd be suffering a good deal more by the time the work was done. But that's just part of the job. Can't always be avoided, really. I took a minute to clean out my wounds by the lake, but they were still oozing quite a bit. I knew I would have to do something about the bleeding soon, but I had nothing to use to seal myself back shut. The holes in my shoulders were leaking worse than the ones on my gut, but I would have to close them all by the best of my ability if I hoped to take out the beast. Couldn't do much if I bled out by the time I hunted the bastard down. It didn't take me long to get back to where that poor bastard was ripped into two, something that showed even more painfully now than I could really take it in. The look that was frozen on his face was one I was all too familiar with. I had seen that look on so many faces in my days. Some of them saw the other side of it, but the expression was always the same, whether they lived or not. It's something like shock combined with horror of seeing part of you that isn't there anymore. Could be something they could fix, but not always. Even if they did get it back in the end, it didn't change the terror of losing it in the first place. I found the gun the man who was quite literally beside himself had been wielding before he met his end. There were still a few rounds left, but I would have to sacrifice at least one of them. It wasn't easy to split the bullets to access the gunpowder within. I ended up using two rocks as a makeshift set of pliers, and I was a bit nervous as to not set the damn thing off. Once I got access to the powder, I packed it into each of the holes gouged into my meat. Fortunately, the guy who was kind enough to leave me his gun was also a smoker. I had to light each one of those holes individually, and I damn near passed out by the third. It took everything I had to finish the job, and by the time I was done, I was breathing heavier than I was by the time I got the chief back to town. I had to bite down on a stick to keep myself from screaming, but I couldn't risk letting the monster know I was coming for it. After a few minutes, I checked to make sure the blood had really stopped flowing, and got back on the hunt. As I continued my hike, I saw more parts of folks hanging from trees or just discarded on the ground. Blood lined the ground in places and gore hung from branches here and there. Can't deny I felt my stomach fight against it a few times, even if the sight of such things were nothing new to me. I suppose you never get used to seeing something like that. I've had those times where I wasn't entirely sure I was quite human anymore, but that was back before I saw something completely inhuman. Having spent so many hours under the moonlight, My eyes had grown accustomed to the darkness for long enough. I didn't have much trouble maintaining far more stealth than I had before. Even with all the carnage and chaos surrounding me, I managed to get a read on tracking the beast. The footprints weren't hard to differentiate from the other feet that had walked across that mountain, and it had left clumps of that dark fur matted to trees and branches here and there. I suppose something of that size is bound to leave a good deal of trace around, but I knew it was smarter than I originally thought too. I was remaining on the defense after I left the last pile of its victims behind, making sure not to let my guard down for even a second. It was only maybe 20 minutes later when I heard something that told me I was most definitely on the right track. The screams sounded as though they were coming from just a ways ahead, and the growling that accompanied them damn near turned my hair white. I picked up my pace, hoping to make it where the men were yelling before it was too late. I still kept my footfalls as silent as I could while I sped up the stoop, hearing the screams turning to more gargling coughs. I knew there would be nothing that I could do for the one hung limp and paled on the claws of those massive hands when I crossed through the trees. I ducked down, trying to keep out of sight while cutting my eyes across the scene in search of any other survivors. I saw no sign of anyone else, but the monster didn't seem in any rush to get moving. It could be that he had already wiped out everyone else, but perhaps they had managed to escape while their buddy took one for the team. Whichever way it had gone, that wasn't my immediate concern. After the beast tossed its victim to the side like an old shoe, it actually looked to be somewhat tuckered out. It was panting heavily while its muscular shoulders appeared as though they drooped almost lifelessly. As it slowly glanced in either direction before spinning to almost casually stroll away, it did not appear to be in any sort of hurry. If I was lucky, something that had felt incredibly elusive since the beginning of this batshit crazy night, it wouldn't notice me if I stalked behind. Even moving slowly, it was tricky to keep up, as those long legs took far wider strides than I was capable of. Though I did lose sight of it from time to time, I could at least hear what direction those heavy footsteps were coming from. I was so focused on keeping up, I damn near lost my footing on a wide ditch. It looked to be about 10 feet wide and just as many deep, but I caught myself before I caused enough ruckus to catch the attention of my quarry. I worried I'd lost it by the time I worked my way around the hole, but I made damn sure I carved into the tree closest to the edge. I had to be sure I recognized where that drop-off was the next time I came back this way. When the trees parted to give way to a fairly wide opening, I feared I would be unable to keep myself hidden as I followed from behind. But when I noticed where it was headed, I remained concealed behind the tree line. It looked to be some kind of abandoned mine or something of the like. The wide entrance was surrounded by overgrown vines and bushes, but the beast didn't so much as look back before it crossed through the aged and cracked doorway. I stayed parked behind the thick bark until I was secure the beast was not coming back out. Near as I could figure, this had to be its nest or lair, or whatever the hell you want to call its home of a thing like that. It doesn't matter how big or evil something is. Everything needs rest at some point. God knows I could use some for myself. But I had been trained to go out without sleep for days if I had to. Once I felt sure enough that it wasn't coming back out, that's when I went to work. All I had was a gun and maybe a handful of rounds left, my wits, and my trusty knife. But if I played my cards right, I wouldn't need to shoot until I was ready. I stayed as silent as I could while I set up my rocks around the entry to the cavern. Not only would it give me the advantage if I stumbled a bit when it came back out, but I hoped I'd be able to hear it if it re-emerged while I took care of a few things. There were a few old boards splayed out across the ground next to the opening, which I presumed that were once bolted over the doorway to keep trespassers out. Those could come in handy soon enough. After I had my speed bump set up, I headed back into the woods. Not too far off, but enough of a distance to hopefully keep it from hearing what I was up to. It took some time to sharpen down enough of the loose and discarded large branches into spikes, but I wedged several between trees, as well as lining the bottom of that pit I almost fell into a ways back. Even though I felt my broken ribs trying to tear through me from the inside out, I heaved some heavier ones up by some vines, setting up a trigger system for me to kick out of the way when the time came.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I made a stack of spears to perhaps be able to do some damage from a distance. It wasn't much, and I didn't have a whole lot to work with, but I needed every advantage I could get on that thing. It probably took me a good couple of hours to do what I could, but I had one last trap I wanted to set up. One that may prove quite tricky to get in place without disturbing my prey. I moved softly as I crept above the opening of that mine shaft where the beast hopefully slept soundly. I set up the broken piece as a board before sliding one boulder after another up on the ledge. The first few were the most concerning as I couldn't know how much strength those ancient planks had, but I grew more confident with each one I managed to stack. I was sure they wouldn't hold in place for long, but once I felt sure there were enough to at least accomplish something, I was ready to wake the creature. I snuck back to the tree line, secured myself in place behind one of the thicker trunks, and trained my newfound rifle to the opening through which the beast crossed some hours before. Knowing neither how far it had gone inside, nor how quickly it may react to my assault, I would have to be able to switch my aim from the opening to the wooden planks above in a split second. I practiced switching my barrel's direction back and forth a few moments before I was sure enough to make my shot. I couldn't know how accurate this weapon was until I fired off that first round, but I could only hope my reflexes would be quick enough with how exhausted and weakened my body felt. My ribs still throbbed, as did the quintet of holes I had sealed shut with fire. But I had no more time to waste. This was it, win or lose. I could only hope I would do enough damage to it before I lost too much blood. As soon as the seconds of that first bullet laughing into the open mineshaft echoed across the otherwise silent forest, an angered and ferocious growl erupted from inside. Even from as far away as I perched behind the tree, I felt the ground vibrate from the thundering giant feet. It only took a split second for those glowing red eyes to carve through the darkness, before I saw that snarling about being illuminated by the moon. My second shot instantly split the dry rotted boards, splitting the large and heavy boulders across the upper back of the beast as soon as it sprung from the cave's mouth, stumbling over the large stones I had lined across the doorway. The very moment it uttered that high-pitched squeal from its mouth, I emptied the rest of my weapon's payload into that matter fur. Though the heavy rocks had pressed it momentarily to the hard ground, it wasted no time in pushing back to its feet, howling again as my bullets drilled into its flesh, spurting globs of thick and dark blood against the border of the entryway to its lair. A gargling howl breached its lips as crimson spewed from behind its jagged teeth. I tossed the gun as soon as the last round was spent, before speeding back towards my next trap, with the monster charging right behind me, barely having missed a beat from my initial attacks. I could practically feel its foul breath on the back of my neck as I skidded to the ground, planting the heel on my boot into the slim but sturdy makeshift trigger lever. When the twig snapped, twin heavy spikes soared down from either side, one piercing into the midsection of my pursuer. Oh yes, those would hurt like a son of a bitch. I could tell from the anguished shriek and bellowing from its mouth, as well as the blood that grounded from where those oversized stakes impaled into its fur-lined meat. It tried to wrestle itself off the ground where it dropped after it got stuck, but that just buried the spikes deeper. For a minute there, I thought I might actually be able to pull this off. That basic rule to survival that I once more allowed to slip from my mind for a moment too long. Never get cocky. The guns firing from somewhere behind me pulled my attention away from my prey for long enough to miss my chance to end it right then and there. The two dumbasses who left their buddy for dead a ways back were running right at me with their bullets landing closer to me than what I hoped they were trying to hit. I turned back to the beast just in time for it to swipe its massive hand right across me. I felt two of the claws tear into my chest, while a third narrowly missing my throat by a half inch at best. It had its fingers splayed as it lashed out, so the thumb was fortunately spread out to one side, but the forefinger caught me across the face. If I hadn't turned my head in time, it would have likely taken out my left eye, but it split my cheek from my ear to my mouth, and when I screamed out from the shock and pain, I felt that side open much wider than it had previously been able to. I hit the ground hard, and while blood gushed onto the grass from my face and chest, I knew I was done for. I tried to pull myself away before it could jump me, but the bullets whizzing by above my head made me question every single movement I could even think about. Once more, I could feel the breath of the beast as it growled from so close above where I lay. I knew I was screwed. If it hadn't been for one of those idiots finally making contact with their shots, I'm positive I would have been torn to shreds in the same spot I had been rooted to. After the howling squeal bellowed out right behind my head, I felt the ground compress as the monster pushed itself away from it, smashing into the trees ahead, splitting them apart and raining splinters down on me like a storm. I took the likely brief opportunity to thrust myself back to my feet, not even taking the time to check how bad I was messed up. My head spun for a moment as I regained my balance, before my duet of horrified squeals echoed out from some yards away. I can't say I was shocked to see both men impaled by the claws of the creature, but it was still not an easy sight to witness. It looked as though it nailed them as soon as it got within reach, tearing into their torsos and out the other side. I had to force my trembling legs to move while it slammed one against a tree, splitting the body apart while its hand broke free from the guy's right side. With that massive mitt loose, it wrapped its finger across the forehead of another, prying it back, before digging its teeth into its throat, pulling what was left of the head away. It was so drenched in the blood of those it had just put to a gruesome end, I couldn't tell if its own injuries were still oozing. And with my head so loopy at the time, I wasn't entirely sure where I was in relation to my next destination. When it turned back to face me, I found myself gazing into those vibrantly glowing, piercing red eyes for what felt like minutes. I was heaving for breath, and it looked to be struggling itself. It felt like some sort of Western gunfight was brewing as we stared at one another, just waiting for the clock to strike. Whether it was reflex, muscle memory, or just plain old giggles and shits, I made the first move, darting to the right as quickly as I could. I could only hope I charged in the right direction as the beast pummeled through more trees to clear a pathway. As soon as I caught eye of the small stack of wooden spears, I knew I was heading the right track. But I had to get there first. I had to lead it to where I wanted, not to where it could finish me off quickly. Every fiber of every muscle burned, as well as the pulsing of my series of gaping wounds. But I was running on pure instinct, pure drive to survive. Its bloodlust was strong, as was its hatred for me. I heard it worse than perhaps anyone else had before, and it wouldn't think twice when it got within range. But that's exactly what I was counting on. At the time, I hadn't really believed myself to have any concrete plan or how I lined them up. But when I saw that pit ahead, I had a brief visual image of how I would align them, of the gap I had left in between. As had been the case more times than I could even count by now, it was right behind me, but I had to allow it to get close for this to work. As soon as I leapt forwards, I heard it loudly grunt as it pushed its own legs free from the ground. I had so little time to adjust my posture. It would be a miracle if this worked, but as I spun myself around to face its enormous and gaping mouth, I pinned my arms to my side, clamping my legs together as I fell backwards. I closed my eyes once again, as this would be over in an instant whether I pulled this off or not, while the cool air whistled through my cavernous split in my face. My back slamming against the ground, knocking the wind right out of me, as did the spikes tearing through the outside of my right thigh. But none of that overwhelming my delight at hearing the quickly muffled squeal. The final sounds that uttered from the twitching mouth of the beast, as all 10 spikes buried into its tissue in multiple areas, was far more satisfying than I could have imagined. Even with the likely tremendous weight of the thing, I had aligned the spikes at varying angles, so the bulging chest was still propped a foot or so from my face as we both laid broken at the base of the deep ditch in the forest floor. I don't know if it was the shock of everything, my ongoing battle to ignore the high degree of pain I was in, or just the thought that I might be dead that left me lying there in the same spot until the sun began to arise in the distance. Whatever it was, with the woods being finally lit up around me, I could clearly see that the creature was no longer moving, as it still appeared to almost hover above me in the light beaming across its frozen form. I still jabbed at it with my knife a few times just to make sure. Maybe just for fun, truth be told.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And, on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When I finally decided to wriggle myself out from the bottom of that pit, it was no easy task. With my newly ripped thigh, I found it hard to put pressure on the leg, but I was able to use the body of the beast to lift myself up off the ground. My chest and ribs burned like a son of a gun while I pulled myself out the rest of the way. But I was finally free of both the creature and what had almost served as our twin grave. I took one final look at the behemoth, actually taking in its enormous proportions, which would have appeared far more intimidating by the daylight if it was still alive. I barely remember descending that mountain, but the elderly couple who were the first to see me clearing the trees showed me the first semblance of courtesy and respect I'd never experienced from this damn city. I blacked out in the ambulance, and by the time I opened my eyes again, apparently 3 weeks had passed. To my surprise, I wasn't alone in my room when I reawakened. Sheriff Garfield was sitting in the corner of my room, wearing an expression I never thought his face was capable of. A look of genuine happiness to see me alive. To my continued surprise, not only did he thank me for saving his life, but he apologized for being such an asshole to me for so long. He appeared to be doing pretty well, even with the vacant sleeve of his jacket dangling by his side. He told me about the exertions some government officials had made up that mountain to reclaim the town's dead, along with the few members of the chief's posse who had already survived that seemingly endless night. There was also more troubling news they brought back with them. It would seem the pit I had laid that beast to rest in was empty when they arrived at the scene. Whether or not that was the work of the higher-ups themselves, or if that damn monster had found a way to crawl back out of that grave, nobody really knew. But they pledged to the town folk that they need not fear the beast any longer. Apparently, they traced the entirety of the forest between the land and the sky, by way of the chopper they flew overhead, finding absolutely no trace of the creature. I stuck around for a few months while I got my strength back, and the sheriff arranged for the local garage to fix up my uncle's old camper for me. He even set me up in a hotel room while the work was being done. Sure enough, over the course of that time, it seemed the mountain truly had become a safe place for folks to camp and fish again. Most still wouldn't set foot on those woods ever again, but I felt pretty safe in the notion my work here was done. The day I set out to leave town, Garfield shook my hand while telling me I was always welcome should I ever choose to return. He handed me a large envelope, containing about 10 grand the town had pulled together, along with the card signed by so many citizens of the city that once saw me as little more than filth they wished to scrape free from their collective shoes. The scars I earned up on that mountain will always be a part of me, but they're not quite as grotesque as I expected them to be. All in all, the doctors did a solid job on my face, though I have something of a permanent smirk on that side of my mouth now. Even the deep ditches in my chest are not as visible as they were when I first left the hospital. Yes, I've gathered more than my share of scars over the course of my life, but each and every one proves me with a reminder, not of things I wish to remember, but of things I have survived. That's not for nothing. I don't know where I'm headed from here, but I don't think I'm quite ready to rejoin the world just yet. I can't say whether I'll come back this way or not, but it is nice to know there are people I may have a place amongst, should I ever crave such a thing. For the time being, I think I'll find somewhere secluded, somewhere I could heal both my body and mind. I thought I'd seen the worst things the world had to offer, but I could only imagine what else may be out there, lurking in the shadows, just waiting for something to chew on. If I'm lucky, maybe I've seen the last of such things. That's what I'm hoping for, anyways.